Hello everybody, it's BJ. Just a quick boo. I will be writing an article about this and putting it on my blog. And my blog, for anyone who's interested, is called Hominid, H-O-M-O-N-I-D. You can find me at WordPress blogs, yeah. But if you follow me on Twitter, which is at Medryn, that's Medryn, M-E-D-D-R-Y-N. That's Medryn, M-E-D-D-R-Y-N. The link to the blog post will appear on there and all my other stuff. So do follow me on Twitter if you haven't already done so, because it's you'll find out more about my mind and my stuff and things. Yeah, I just wanted to say a few words about the upcoming Star Wars movie. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I was brought up with Star Wars. You know, I remember buying my first Star Wars figures and watching the films, and apart from the prequels that were a bit of a mess, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And I saw the new trailer to Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens, and it was amazing. So I can't wait to watch it. Anyone who's listening who isn't a Star Wars fan, turn off. Anyone who is, don't. So yeah, it does seem like you've got a situation whereby you have a new planet called Jakku, and you have a scavenger or relic hunter, and it seems that she may find... Warning, this does contain spoilers, or, well, at least guesses. She finds a relic, and people are speculating that it might be Darth Plagueis's scepter or something. And we also see Darth Vader's helmet as well. And we also see Luke Skywalker, or hear like Luke Skywalker. And we know for certain Han and Chewbacca are in it. And the Millennium Falcon. And there's a good shot of Star Destroyer that's crashed on the planet, probably been shot down after the Battle of Endor. So set 30 years after the Return of the Jedi. And we have the Resistance, which is what the Rebellion has become, and the New Way, which is what the Empire was. And you have really cool new stormtroopers. And it seems you have a stormtrooper who has defected in it as well. And you have the ambiguity of Luke Skywalker. Has he gone bad? Is he in between bad and good? What's his story? So lots of speculation, but it did feel like old Star Wars. It felt fantastic. You know, the score was brilliant. TIE fighters, new kind of X-Wings. You had a lightsaber. You had the Millennium Falcon. So it did feel like having a big, warm, nostalgic hug. Because the prequels really didn't feel like Star Wars. They just felt like dodgy sci-fi films. But apart from Revenge of the Sith, that was okay. But certainly from the from the second teaser trailer, it looks to be a phenomenal film. And if J.J. Abrams can do what he did with Star Trek, managing to not only give something back to the hardcore Star Trek fans, of which I'm one of them, but also managed to produce a piece of sci-fi that stood on its own two feet. So it seems that the tone he's setting with the Star Wars films is going to be equally as clever. So if you're not a huge Star Wars fan, you can enjoy it. And if you are a Star Wars fan, you'll love it. So it looks like a new wave, a new Star Wars age is upon us. Because you also have the Rogue One Star Wars anthology about the battle to retrieve the Death Star plans. So it seems as though you're going to have Star Wars Episode 7, then a Star Wars anthology, Rogue One, then Episode 8, then another anthology. So really, we're in the age of Star Wars, and it's very exciting and brilliant, because I love Star Wars. So there you go. I won't go into any more detail, because I'll write about it on a blog. So just thought I'd share a few words. So if you haven't seen the trailer, please do so. If you haven't seen any clips from Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, then jump on YouTube and have a look at it. So yeah. Star Wars The Force Awakens, the second teaser trailer, was very, very exciting. Pause recording. Button.